That's our jam.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode 10, season Trace.
3, also known as 30, because I decided to name them weird.
Oh, yeah. Episode 30. The penultimate episode. Is that the right use of that word?
Nope. Cool. That penultimate means second to last.
This is the ultimate
episode. This is also known as the finale. So, as we are wont to do, Jenny.
Yeah.
What's one word to describe motherhood?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tracy.
How old is young Evie now?
Evie is now 15 months old.
Let's look at her.
She's sleeping currently.
I knew she's in a little ball.
Her little booty is up. She's almost 16 months old, actually. She'll be 16 months old on the 29th.
Wow.
Tracy, I'm not going to lie to you. I am tired.
Ooh, I hear that, but you're probably way more tired than I am.
Evie keeps getting sick because she started going to daycare.
Mm.
She is up. Like, last night she was up at 4 a.m.
Rude.
And also...
Because she was hungry?
No, I think because she had a fever.
Oh.
Because she had a shot yesterday.
Really glad I kissed her earlier.
Well, it's from the shot, not from, you know, other. Like, she doesn't have a fever anymore.
We'll find out.
I mean, that's true. She also has learned, like, how to start, like, manipulating you.
Mm.
So, like, when you try to put her to bed, she's like... eat, mama. And I'm like, no. Aww. I know you're not hungry. You're just saying that because you want to stay up.
Yeah.
So I'm tired. Not going to lie.
I'm tired too. Just thinking about that.
Yeah. So to all you moms and dads out there who are not listening to this podcast, I'm with you. Solidarity.
I'm with her. Okay. So our first little segment. So our first segment today is something that I'd like to call hot takes.
Hot takes.
Hot cakes. Hot takes.
Get your hot takes.
Get your hot takes here. Basically, it's when... Guys, behind the scenes, I literally just bumped my face into the pops. Okay, anyways. Hot takes when you just have a hot take on a subject and it's your immediate first thought. It's like improv, but with subjects. You get it?
Got it.
Yes, and... We each have a few topics. Should we do 1-1-1-1?
I think so. You want to go first?
I guess so.
Onesies?
Yeah. Okay. So, Jenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this recent Trump story that came out this past Wednesday on BuzzFeed. Here's the question. Is BuzzFeed a legitimate news outlet? Go.
I think that BuzzFeed is a legitimate news outlet in the sense that I can't speak. In the sense that they sometimes, you know, break stories and break news and I'm sure do their research. However, I think being a young media company and also having young people work for you.
Mm. And having a young demo.
Yeah, in this day and age of, you know, listicles and quick internet and all that. I think that they probably don't have the due diligence that investigative reporters, like, from more established sources would have, like ABC and NBC, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think while their story might have some breaking news, I do think that, especially in this day and age of such quick news, I think that they just don't necessarily take the time to wait a beat and make sure they're right. I'm not going to say they're wrong. But Mueller coming out was pretty indicative that maybe they did not get it 100% right because he has not said a lot about anything. So I think yes and no. I think they have a place in this media conversation, but I don't trust them as much as I trust other people.
Great.
Good.
I came up with a new title for the segment.
Great.
It's called Don't At Us.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Don't at me about fucking BuzzFeed, please. Bitches. Tracy.
Oh boy.
Along these lines.
I'm nervous.
Trump world, USA.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people these days, especially relating to Trump taking up NBC or network time to tell us about the wall and why we need it.
Yeah.
And then letting the Dems come back and then, you know, talking about it. People are deciding, especially in this day and age, whether or not to call Trump out on his mistruths or just fucking calling them lies.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, Do we need to start calling them lies and do the words that we use around that matter?
Yes and yes. Long story short.
Right.
I was thinking about this today separately. Like, if this were any other... So, I mean, obviously, up until now, we've had a fairly good run of presidents.
Yeah.
But this administration is not normal.
No.
So we should not treat it as such.
Correct.
So I think that because journalists and all of us are so accustomed to, like, being, quote, politically correct about everything.
Sure.
And calling them myths, truths,
yeah,
et cetera. Sure, that's what we would call them maybe if it was George W. Bush.
Right.
But that's not the case here. And I think we need to start calling him out because this is not normal. None of this is normal. And something needs to change. So, great. Yes and yes.
Love it.
Great.
Great hot take.
Great hot take.
Don't at me, bro.
Don't at me about his lies.
I promise my last one is not political.
Okay. I tried to do it every other.
I have four. How many was I supposed three. To have?
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So my second one is, as you know, Theresa May over in the UK, the Trump of the UK, if you will, had a hard week, honestly.
She did.
Because they were like, bitch, no, we don't accept your proposal for Brexit. Mm-hmm. So she's found herself in quite a pickle. And now we don't know what they're going to do. But here's what I have to ask you. Brexit. Should the people vote again on a referendum?
Yes. And here's why. This is ridiculous. Guys, we made up everything, right? Like, we made up government. We made up laws. We made up civilization, whatever the fuck that means. Like, so who? Don't be like, oh, we can't revote because we don't do that. What? Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Trump is fucking president of the United States. Like, the icebergs are melting. It doesn't, nothing matters. So, yeah. Like, you can throw the rules out the window. If you want to fucking revote, revote. Because most of the people didn't know what they were voting on in the first place. It's going to cause massive implications across, it already has caused implications across the globe. And is, like, affecting us in ways we won't even know for 20 years. So, yeah, just let the fucking people revote. In fact, I don't even need them to revote. Don't at me about this. Just don't do it. Just get rid of Brexit. It's stupid. No one should have let them vote on it in the first fucking place. Because that's like asking Evie what she wants to wear. She can't talk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, no. They should just stop this whole hullabaloo. So, no, actually, they shouldn't vote. They should just stop this hullabaloo. And not do Brexit.
Do you think that's fair to the people who voted for Brexit?
I don't care about the people who voted for
Brexit. Don't at her, folks. Don't at her.
Don't at me about Brexit. I don't care. Because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve my empathy in this moment. Don't at me.
Okay.
Tracy. Talk to me about what your thoughts are about... I'm going to go serious here. What do you feel about vaccinations, specifically the flu shot? Should people have to get them?
Yes, absolutely. You know, thank you, Jenny.
You're so welcome.
Guys, it's as simple as this. Get the fucking flu shot because vaccinations actually work. The end.
But what if I get the flu even though I got the flu shot, Tracy? Then it doesn't work.
Well, there's also a
she just winked. I winked. At me. It was dumb.
There's also a chance that you could have not gotten it. Also, don't be a dumb like Jenny McCarthy.
Ugh, what an idiot.
I had to convince people at work to get the flu shot this year. Because they're like, I've never gotten it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
And do you know a baby? Maybe you should get the flu shot. Because guess who dies from the flu?
Babies.
You know?
I just don't understand the logic behind not doing it. Right, that's like, my problem.
Yes.
Is there are so many reasons why you should do it, but the argument against doesn't make sense to me.
Agree. Yes. Great.
So, yes. Get
don't
your
add us about don't the add flu us. Shot. Don't just go get it. It's free most of the time.
Yeah.
I'll give you the $20.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you the $20.
But shouldn't your health come over? I mean, this is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we're talking about shots specifically and vaccinations, that should be worth your money.
Well, especially, I mean, the other part of that is collective mindset, right? Like, I might have a good immune system and not get sick.
Right.
But I could still carry the flu to give it to babies.
Yeah.
Or sick people.
Yeah.
You don't know. Someone next to you could have a mom who's sick and ill, and now you've given the flu to that person.
Yeah, no one knows.
Don't at us.
Don't at us. That's the name of this episode.
We're redoing our whole show based on this concept.
So, Jenny.
Yeah.
My last one
mm-hmm.
is a music thing. Ariana Grande came out with a new song this week.
Okay.
Called Seven Rings.
Okay.
I was going to talk about how, like, what it's about. You don't really need to know what it's about. What what the controversy was, mm-hmm, was mm-hmm. that people accused her of ripping off this rapper who I've never heard of, whose name is Princess Nokia. Nokia? I don't know.
Like the phone?
Yes. Okay. Of stealing her song that came out a while ago.
This is like that whole Roar, Brave yes. controversy. Okay.
So you tell me
okay.
if you think she ripped her off.
Great. You gonna play both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know.
Yeah, of course. I'm prepared for this. This is somebody's Twitter.
Okay. Sorry. I put it, it's mine. 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 Thoughts? Okay, upon first listen, I mean, here's the problem with music. I don't know who said this, but somebody smarter than me said that there's only so many different ways to yes. make music combinations before you repeat, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, in theory, yes, those are similar, but, like, Jeff and I were just talking, this is not about music. We were just talking the other day about, like, wouldn't it be great if there was a greeting card company that would, like, remind you when people's birthdays were and then, like, send letters in the mail? And then I was like, oh, there actually is one that just came out. And it's like, oh, they stole my idea. Even though you've never met that person ever. Like,
right.
No, two people can have a similar idea. And it yeah. doesn't mean that they're stealing their music. Like, I don't think that Ariana Grande, she might have, like, heard it one time. Like, let's say, give her the benefit of the doubt. She heard it one time somewhere in a coffee shop and it stuck in her fucking deep brain. And
yeah.
when she was thinking of songs for her tracks, like, she thought of that. But, yeah. like, no, I don't think that she, I mean, I'm an optimist, so I choose to believe that she did not knowingly rip someone else in the music industry off, knowing that, like, she is theoretically a good person and, like, respects other artists.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about that.
I agree. Don't at us. Don't at us.
Don't at me.
Don't at me.
Don't at me about Ariana. Do you think that we should all become vegetarians to save the planet?
My first instinct is no.
Great. Nat Geo came out with a study this week basically saying that that's one of the best ways to save the planet because we waste a lot of resources on growing animals to eat food.
Huh.
Jeff brought this up to me today. I've known this for years. And I was like, old news. But anyways. Or I guess, do you think that's not necessarily a bad idea, but do you think that it is a possible for
no.
us to do that?
You're saying every single person on this earth would need to be a vegetarian.
Or dramatically cut back there. Yeah.
I don't think that's possible. There are too many people in this world that rely on animals to eat.
Yes.
Like, Americans aside.
Right. Yeah. Us people here with, yeah. like, first world, you know.
Yeah.
Upper class have a lot of money to spend.
Right.
We can afford.
Yeah. I don't know if that's. I don't know. I don't think it's possible. I'd be impressed if it did happen. But I think that it's such a huge lifestyle change
yeah.
for people to take on that I don't think it would be possible.
I think it's just as much as being like, we need only electric cars.
Right.
Like, they're both yeah. theoretically.
I mean, that would also mean a change in, like, we would have to shut down all the factories that make the meat.
Right,
you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Anyone who's a butcher.
Anyone who involves meat, we'd have yeah. to close it down.
Mm-hmm.
However, you still have, like, random people in the middle of nowhere who are raising their own cows mm-hmm. who then, like, butcher them. So, like,
mm-hmm. where's the line now, Gio?
Yeah. So yeah, no.
Great.
Cool.
Great.
Fun.
Don't at us about.
Don't at us.
Vegetarians.
Don't at us.
For our next segment, folks, we're going to do our traditional. Today's topic is movies that may or may not be nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, as of this recording, nominations for the 2019 Oscars have not come out yet, but these are just, you know, the front runners.
Mm-hmm. This is ironic because they will be out by the time this goes live if we release this on Wednesday.
Yeah. So
now you guys know.
You know, but we didn't. We don't know the future.
So would you like me to go first? Or would you like to go first?
You can go first.
Okay.
So that way I can change if possible. Changers?
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Set.
Uh-huh.
Go, Roma.
Love it.
The Favorite.
Love it.
Stars Born.
Even more love it.
First Man.
Hate it. Absolutely not.
Vice.
Love it.
Great. Yeah, First Man. So boring. I don't care.
Ryan Reynolds is in it. Ryan. So sorry. Don't at me. Don't at me. Ryan Gosling is in it. And even he can't save it with his good charm and good looks.
You know why, though, too? Because there was no sex. Like, at least give us one sex scene. You know what I mean? Like, give me something to cling to.
Give me some kind of climax. any kind of it. But, like, plot-wise. Like, I get it. Like,
yeah, we already know he goes to the moon. So, like, he came back safely. Yeah, you didn't tell me anything that I didn't already know. Like, you're right. There was no climax. It was just like, and then he did it. The end.
And away we go. Black Panther.
Love it.
Green Book.
Love it.
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Love it.
A Quiet Place.
I
didn't see it.
I hate it. Hate it.
You did see it.
I did not see it, but I can have an opinion about it.
Because you have the kid.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because you have the kid. Love it.
I didn't mean to say. That came out in like broken English. I said because you have for some reason. And then I meant the kid in the beginning.
Separate thought, the kid.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I really want to, but I'm too afraid because of the dead kid. There are a lot of dead kids this year in the Oscar movies. And maybe there have been in the past and I didn't notice. What are the notice.
Other ones? Oh.
Roma. First Man. That's enough. That's two dead kids too many. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there have been more in the past and I didn't notice because I didn't have a kid. But now I do have a kid and I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
You could have started The First Man after the little girl died. Don't need to see that. It's very upsetting to me. As a mother.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
She doesn't like it, guys. Don't at us.
Don't at me. Great. Now what?
That's our jam.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Should I intro? Or do you want to intro?
Sure.
Intro. There's somebody licking something in the kitchen.
Oh, I thought you meant like your leg.
Oh no,
guys, it's time for That's Our Jam. As in the segment, not
the show.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay. Well, this week,
this pod.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, funny jokes.
And now it's time for the That's Our Jam segment where we share our jams. Mine is an Instagram account.
Ooh.
I hope we don't have the same. Is yours an Instagram account?
No, mine's not an Instagram account.
I was turned on to this account a while ago. I don't even remember when. But it honestly is my favorite account that I follow. And you know it. You'll love it. It's comments by celebs.
It is so good.
It's so good. Jam. It's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. It's comments, screenshotted comments by celebs. So you'll have like your John Mayer commenting on a Shawn Mendes photo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have one of my favorites, the Sunday night Chrissy Teigen roundup, because she is so gold on all the social media.
So good.
Guys, it's just at comments by celebs and you should follow it and it's everything.
My favorite is when there's like multiple comments on something that's not from another celebrity.
Yes.
Like it's just like a meme that they're commenting on.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. That's such a good jam, Tracy.
Thank you.
Mine is not as good. No, that's a lie. Mine's great. My jam this week is a TV show.
Oh.
I bet you could guess what it is. Guys, it's very personalized to me. Speaking of babies, it's called The Midwife. I realize the show has been on for 7 seasons, maybe 8, but I didn't just discover it. Coraline told me to watch it like 4 years ago, and I just, you know me, I'm very slow with TV. I don't have a lot of time, But I was caught up on a bunch of stuff and I just felt like I needed a new show. And it is just everything Jenny Palooza would want in a show. So if you like,
maybe tell us what's the premise here.
The premise of the show is based on a memoir by a woman who was a midwife in the 1950s in the East End of London, which was the poorer, like very like impoverished section of London by the docks. Basically like where all people who like where the majority of people have a Cockney accent. So mm-hmm. like that's like a prevalent part
Hello,
of it.
Hello, governor.
Mm-hmm. And so I actually read the book. I got it from the library and it's basically just like a short story collection about like different births and like her life. And it's like really well written and it's really feminist and great. And the show is the same way. It's like basically just picks right from the book, at least the first two seasons. And then I'm sure it has to diversify because the book is only so long. Mm-hmm. But it's basically just how she comes from like a well-to-do family. And she like goes and lives in it's not really a nunnery. It's a convent. So she thinks she's working in a private hospital and she shows up and it's actually a convent. Mm-hmm. So all the other, like there's like four midwives that are just girls like her that are nurses like her. And then there are like four or five nuns. And they're also midwives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just like about like birth and pregnancy and love and like tragedy that comes with that. But like there's like such interesting stories, like literal stories, I think at least three or four, where like the mom like kind of refuses to have her baby because she's in labor and she's like, I'm afraid the baby's gonna be black. And like my husband's not black.
Well, this takes place in the olden times.
Yes, back in the 1950s. But it's just so, it's so interesting, like the procedures that they did and the way that they thought like labor was supposed to go. And like most of these women give birth at home and like typically they had like a midwife come, you know, once a week up until the end, and then they would do the labor and then they would come twice a day, I think, for the first like week. Like it just was like such a different level of care. Mm-hmm. And it was right at the time that the National Health Service came into play too, after the war, like after World War II. And it's just so interesting. Like it's just like a window into the world of having children that I didn't know I needed.
Wow.
And now I have it. There's not a ton of sex. That's like the one bummer, but it's the time. So well,
it does take place in a convent.
It does. It
with
does.
People who are already knocked up.
True, true. Yes. Yes. It's usually introduced to people who are like real prego.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's great and you should watch it if you like anything about babies or like medicine or London.
Not to like to rain on anyone's parade. Yeah. I watched the first episode and I did not like it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So
it's definitely not a show for you, I think. I'm much more interested like the medical field as it pertains to labor and delivery. So
interest. The medical field as it pertains to labor. You're right. That is not my personal
it's not
journey.
A thing that you...
But I respect your own.
You know, someday if and when you have a kid, maybe we'll rewatch an episode.
Okay.
Or not.
Yeah.
But I love it. And the main character's name is Jenny. So just
oh, well, that's the read.
Okay, bye.
What? Okay. Well, guys, that's the finale. I feel like First Man, this episode did not have a climax.
And we'll just fade away.
Yeah.
Bye.
Just kidding. Guys, we have big news.
Big news.
Huge.
Stop driving your car. Pull over.
Pull over.
Put your coffee down.
We'll give you a second.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Everyone sit down. Get ready.
Are you sitting? Okay. Well, we have decided to take a Westworld length hiatus.
Because we've decided to not be friends anymore.
Yeah. We're breaking up.
We're breaking up.
It's mutual.
It's we're consciously uncoupling.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's amicable.
We'll still
take care of our children.
Mm-hmm. Be acquaintances.
Yeah.
We'll say hi to each other at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's just, yeah, I mean, probably not.
But
I'll just like, turn around and.
You know, it's been a lovely 3 years or however many years. Four. Three seasons.
Yeah.
10 years.
Four. It's been a long time.
Since
before I was pregnant. So.
Yeah.
A while.
So.
Back to Obama.
Oh.
Sorry. That was really hard.
You know. We'll come back someday.
We might come back at like you know what it's like. It's like Stranger Things.
It's like One Direction.
Yes, it's like One Direction, you guys.
One Direction's, you know, never coming back.
No, it's not like that. It's like
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm only thinking of music groups. Things that come back, but maybe
Haley's
not.
Haley's Comet. It comes in once every 86 years. Yeah. This is why we're not being friends anymore.
Yeah, this is why I can't handle this anymore. But thank you so much to everybody that has listened this far. Please, honestly, hi, Jen Troy.
Yeah, hi, Jen. Please add us about this topic.
Everything
only
else,
if it's
don't
nice.
Add us.
Everything else, don't add us.
Yeah.
We love you. We, if you need to fill the hole that this leaves in your life, just call us.
Don't call me.
Call Jenny.
Just message me.
Yeah.
I might answer. I might
send
not.
You a funny reply.
I'll send a meme, a gif, a bitmoji of myself.
We could do team bitmojis. There you go.
Oh, yeah. But thank you. And this has been fun.
Good night and good luck.
Well, we still need to do our.
Yeah. So we want to give big props to Steve.
Steve, who have you been listening to this? I think so.
I think Steve might listen.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Did our music.
Doing our music. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Megan.
Megan-Roy.com.
Who did our logo.
Yep.
So cute. Thanks, so Megan. Cute. She might listen to this.
Yeah. Hey.
Who else?
Oh.
Thanks to Jeff, who does not listen to this.
Who does not listen. 100% does
never
not listen
hear
to
this.
It. But if you want to go back and listen to old episodes, you can go to.
And find all of our old eps.
Yeah.
Way back to season uno.
Season uno. You just said that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Jenny.
This has been really fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. But it's time.
So this is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace. Cash App.
Cash App. We're only using the Cash App.
Only using
and
Cash
Parachute.
App. It's a better way to cook. Okay. Bye.
Bye.